Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Welcome back. If this is your first time, thank you for coming to visit. Today is part two of something I've really been inspired to do, which is uplift people, because we all need it at different times. And for whatever reason, I've had several people that I care a lot about. Some are friends, some are coaching clients that are just going through some really tough times. And, you know, it's winter here in New York, and, March has, it is snowing like crazy right now. I'm looking at like quarter-sized, even bigger, sized flakes out there blowing in every which direction. And, I think this is common for this season. And so I did a part one on some of the practical pieces. And, I've had a lot of coaching clients who are depressed. I've been depressed myself and been able to pull myself out of it. Not always by myself, but by loved ones and coaches and spiritual teachers and amazing friends. This whole world sometimes just needs a little more kindness in it, and a little more compassion. And that will help the rest of the people who are dealing with tough stuff. I'm going to start with a quote here that I thought really kind of lands on that note, which is, "Every man has his secret sorrows, which the world knows not. And oftentimes we call a man cold when he is only sad." Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Just, so important to remember, I think. So this is part two. Going to give a list of few other things, handful or so of other things that I think are really important to consider when we're dealing with some sort of depression. I mean, you could just be having a bad day and you feel a little depressed. You're feeling a little down. Depression is like a trigger word for a lot of people. But you could just be not having the best day, just feeling a little down. And these kinds of practices can pull you out of it. So because I've had to learn how to do it in my 20s and my 30s, not really in my teens. I mean, I'm sure I had times when I was depressed, but just got distracted by whatever was next. But in my 20s and in my early 30s, I had, several really depressing experiences. And sometimes it took, even a few months to get out of it, to really see the other side of it. So I want to start with something that can be really helpful, and that is getting grounded in the present moment. There's so many different things somebody can do, but what I found in my own experiences with depression is that there's a lot of mind stuff going on, these circulating negative monkey mind thoughts that keep me stuck feeling sad. And when we do that, when we just let that be in control, it's really difficult to get out of it, because we're just stuck in this repeating cycle. And so shifting our focus to getting grounded in the present moment, and by that I mean really becoming much more self-aware, practicing self-awareness, feeling our body, connecting with our senses, using something that one of my greatest teachers taught us, which was something called working surfaces. So because our bodies are physical and we come in contact with a lot of things physically, literally feeling that space at the end of your fingertips, like I'm holding my microphone right now and feeling the cool temperature, the smooth texture of the microphone, you know, even the sound of my own voice, using that as a working surface, you know, this focus on being in the present moment with our, what we can see, what we can hear, what we can feel. And the process that this creates is a really big shift in what we're experiencing, because we're no longer stuck in those circling thoughts. I mean, they may still be going on, but we can tune them out a bit just by shifting our focus into the present moment, using our body as the tool to experience as our senses, feeling the weight of the body, feeling gravity, feeling ourselves as we move through space is another really great mindfulness exercise. And just getting out of that head, because the head is what got us there in the first place, right? Those thoughts, those negative thoughts that just keep circling, eventually they get us down, get us sad, get us worried, get us feeling anxiety, getting us depressed. And so using the power of presence, awakening to the present moment, using the breath to just really experience life moment by moment. Now all of a sudden, we're out of those thoughts, we're kind of breaking that pattern. And a lot of times, just a simple self-awareness practice like this, feeling the presence of our inner being, starts to heal us. Observing ourselves, observing what our life is in the moment without any judgment, any decisions, just watching, just feeling, just becoming a witness to the moment. And there's a tremendous amount of power in that. And the only thing that we need to do is practice it. And for a lot of people, that's, you know, boring, or they don't understand it, or they can't wrap their brain around it. But I'm telling you, this practice of just learning how to become grounded, present, focused, but it's not in super intense focus. It's a relaxed focus. It's a being kind of experience. So I highly recommend that one. I've spent almost the whole podcast talking about it. I guess you can tell I'm really inspired by that one. So I'm going to hit pause there, because I could talk about it for the next hour, because it's kind of endless and infinite. But another one of my favorites, if you know me, you know I'm a big fan of it. Wrote a book on it, working on the workbook. The workbook's almost done, everybody. should be out here in a couple months. Cover's done, content's 95% done. Really excited about it. Next, we'll go to layout. So getting grateful, getting thankful, you know, even when you're sad, even when you're feeling pain, and I experienced this with my dad's passing a year and a half ago. I've been practicing gratitude for 25 years. I said, you know what? Let me put it to the test. My God, the amount of gratitude I could feel. And I'm not talking days later. I'm talking within hours after my father passed away, driving home from the hospital that night. I was practicing gratitude. I was grateful for my experience with him for, you know, 49 years. I got to experience my dad. And it wasn't always perfect, but I'll tell you, there was a hell of a lot more good than bad. And he was a tremendous human in my life. Very loving, kind, generous, thoughtful person. And I had multiple decades worth of gratitude. Even though he had just left his body, I was able to feel tremendously grateful for him. and grateful for the experiences I had with him. So I share that because if I can do that right after losing my father, I think almost all of us can experience some level of thankfulness, appreciation, gratitude. And it doesn't have to be something like that. You can be grateful for your breath. You can be grateful for the roof over your head, for running water. You can be grateful for the snow outside. You could be grateful for when the snow is going to melt. You know what I mean? It's really also, that's why I love appreciation and thankfulness and gratitude, because it's also endless. If we have the eyes and ears, mindset and heart to look for it, you know, gratitude's always waiting for us. We just have to do some investigating and some exploration and set some intentions and go for it. Because once you start to count your blessings, it's really hard to stay down because you've got the obvious evidence right there in front of you. And as you actualize that, you know, because when I'm talking about counting your blessings and being thankful and really feeling the power of appreciation, it's an emotional experience. It's not just something where you're writing your laundry list of things you got to pick up from the store. You know, it's an experience. It's a heartfelt experience. As Neville Goddard said, the feeling is the secret. Could be one of the most succinct, beautiful quotes that's ever been said. One of my absolute favorites, you know, and it's just the truth. The feeling is the secret. So if you're getting more present, more awake, more self-aware, more mindful, and you add in, you're shifting your pattern, you're really breaking that pattern of, you know, cyclical, circling, negative monkey mind thoughts, and now you're shifting into this more awake and aware state, and you infuse that state with appreciation and gratitude and thankfulness, and all of a sudden you're just lifted up. So even though you may still be experiencing pain and there may be some shifting back and forth, and God knows I've experienced that thousands of times, it's kind of like, it feels like you're just on a roller coaster, man. I'd still rather be on a roller coaster of beauty and pain than just pain. I won't speak for you, but that's my opinion. And there's some other things, a couple things that I think are really important. I'm not sure if I mentioned them on the previous podcast. These are more practical, but I found these to be tremendously helpful as well. Exercise, moving the body. And trust me, my first true deep, dark depression was when I became a disabled veteran. So trust me, my body was not really up for much exercise and I was super depressed, but I got moving no matter how I could, whether it was just walking, even though walking was very painful for me many times. It was like just finding the way to move that I could, you know, that had one like tore groin and then the other one was better. So I was like, at one point I was, you know, doing one-legged squats and lunges, you know, with the good leg. And, you know, that may sound extreme or crazy or whatever. And for those of you who are, you know, heavy duty athletes, you know, that's no big deal, right? That's just what you do. And just within a few months, I started running again. You know, it took a while, but I got there because I worked at it. And then a year later from my major injuries, and I was running half marathons. You know, it's very doable. It takes time, it takes work, but it's possible. And I think it's so important to find that connection to exercise, movement. And for me, really big part of it is also nature. Getting out into, getting to the ocean or to a lake or to a river. For some reason, really the water is really helpful to me. I find that to be tremendously helpful and healing, is getting by big bodies of water and taking them in visually, smells and seeing it, hearing it, is just something very beautiful. Of course, the ocean is famous for that, with the, you know, the rolling waves and that rhythmic sound. It's very soothing to us. But I also feel like just nature in general, the woods, the desert, whatever is close to you that's comfortable, that you can get to, and just getting yourself out in that fresh air can be tremendously helpful and tremendously healing. Animals, you know, even if you don't have a pet, if you do, we all know what that's like when you're not having the best day and you just get a little hug from your dog or cat or whatever animal you have. It can be an amazing experience. But getting around animals, I think, you know, you could go to a rescue. You could go where they have, you know, birds of prey that they're, you know, trying to bring back. You could go to a zoo. You could go to a farm. You know, there's so many other, you know, unique ways to get into nature. And animals, there's something. I mean, there's just all this amazing studies of, you know, what dogs and horses and other animals can do for people who are depressed. So, I mean, the gratitude thing, too, is completely backed by hundreds of scientific research projects. So, you know, if you think I'm just spinning here, just Google, you know, the science of gratitude. You might even see one of my blog posts or podcasts come up. But there's just so much data proving that a gratitude practice can lift people out of depression and really help stave it off as well. And I'm living proof of that. I can't remember the last time I was truly depressed, and I'm grateful every single day. Usually dozens of times a day, but sometimes it's just, you know, that practice in the morning, that practice at night, it just really bookends our day and really makes us feel tremendous. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is, if you're trying all these things and it's not working, or if this one just kind of lights your fire a bit, one that I really recommend, even though it may be the last thing you feel like doing, is be kind to someone else. And I'm not going to have time to go deep into this one, but trust me, it works. Just find someone. It could be a stranger. It could be someone you already care deeply about. Just find a way to do something really thoughtful, really kind for someone. And notice how that feels. Because I was able to practice that when I was in my 20s, and I just found it to be just such a gift. This is back before when we still had tolls. So one of the things I used to do was pay for people's tolls that were behind me. I just randomly do a random act of kindness and pay for the person behind me. I've done it in coffee shops. I've done it in pizza places. I've done it in restaurants where I've just seen somebody who looks like they could use a meal treated for them. And 99% of the time, they don't even know I'm doing it. I do it like right as I'm leaving, and I pay for it and I just leave. But man, it's just such a really great feeling coming from being kind. Even when we're not feeling our best, it awakens the heart and it really helps us to feel better, even though we're doing it for someone else. All right, I got a boogie. Thank you for listening. MattO'GradyCoaching.com.